Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the last time we send out a begging bowl this week. Because we'll be back next week doing it. This is the last time we do it this week.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, because what's it coming up to? 10 years now?
10 years and you've not spent a single bloody penny.
How do you feel about that?
How do you
sleep at night? And you put your head against the pillow and go,
Can't wait till this week. I'll have something with nothing
can't
again.
Can't wait to listen to those two guys who I really, really find funny and I admire. And they really do the business for me. But I'm not going to sit my head in my pocket.
Because you know what I was going to do this year with my wife at Christmas? We like to go away.
£24 a year?
Not for me. But we're not going to go away this year. Because last year you didn't cough up either. And I had to go. We were going away for Hogmanay. In Edinburgh. Oh, and you know who runs the hotel in Edinburgh?
He won't let you in for free.
No
mates rates. Pellow, you mean?
Marcy Pellow, who's the new manager of the Premier Inn, just off Princess Street.
I tried getting mates rates off of him.
What did he say? Oh, annoying. Well, I said,
I rocked up there, like, in Hogmanay, a couple of years ago, and I bing the bell, he comes, slaps in his back room, going like this. You just see his eye, like that. Recognition. You think, good, okay.
Good.
Knows who it is. Yeah. Right. Door opens. Now it comes. Mr. Bethimia, how you doing? So you got a hair for the hog and have you booked that room? I says, I booked a room, of course.
Pricey that time of year.
And we're good friends, aren't we?
And he says,
we're great friends, aren't we? I says, we're good friends, aren't we? We've known each other for quite a long time.
I'll say the best of friends,
And did he put the price range? Oh, we don't know.
I says, because it's been quite a difficult year this year. Right across the country, it's been very, very.
Right.
I've heard the story once. I've heard it 1,000 times.
Deliberately avoiding
it. I'll try again. I'm like, it's been a very difficult year, and I need to start. I've got a tax bill to pay. I'm in the hospital, but that's a Q4 as always. A terribly good time for us. I says, I just wondered, Marty Pillow, if there's any chance of getting mates rates. He's like,
very busy hotel last time.
And then he snaps and he goes, I can rent this room out 100 times over. right? And I could get double what I charged you, right? So don't even think about asking for that. Yes, we've been friends for years. Yes, yes, I had a string of hits in the 80s and the 90s. Yeah. That probably means I don't ever have to work again. But this is a hotel I run.
That's it.
Right, and the hotel doesn't run without money coming in.
That's right.
And that's where you come in. Right, where do you get off thinking that I'm going to give you some sort of freebie just because it's hog money?
Yeah.
You know, you're like,
suddenly changes,
like that. And I'm like, you can't blame a bloke for trying, can you? Yeah. It's just, you try all your likes in, right? But don't expect anything from me.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
All right.
It took the shine off of hog money, I say.
It does, doesn't it?
It was a bit
Christmas. Yeah. Do you remember the Edinburgh Festival? Me and Margaret loved
the band. You like Shakespeare for breakfast.
The tattoo. We like all the fire. The pomp and ceremony.
What's not to like and all that.
So we went up there and we spent, the tickets don't come in cheap.
No, it's very expensive.
You people are not contributing. So we were a bit short of money. I thought, I know where I'll go. I'll go to the Premier Inn just off Princess Street, where I don't know him as well as you, but he knows I was a big fan of them in the old days.
Yeah, you have met him.
I've met him. I ding, ding, ding on the blind out. I just see a look of a quizzical look. It comes down. He waits for it. It comes out. Hello, how's Barney? Is now Barney, I'll deal with this, Fiona. I'll deal with this. So she moves to one. He says, "Hey, how are you, Barney? This is your charming wife, Margaret." You know, they know how to lay it on the blonde, really, silver tongue, the box
stone. Absolutely. What's there when they want something off of it?
That's it. So I said, "Oh, we're just up if they're professional tattoo. It's ever so good." You're very, very busy at the moment. You can imagine with the festival and the tattoo, we got the Americans in town, the Japanese, you know, all that stuff. And I said, yeah, just one thing, because we're only overnight, a little bit short of cash. I'm a pensioner, I go, you know. And he goes, let me start you there, buddy, with the best one in the world. Okay, I had a string of hits in the 80s, including Love Is All Around, My Goodbye Girl, some of the others. So, you know, we're very big. Some of our early studio staff was excellent, highly acclaimed in the NME and the Melody Maker. But what I do know, you know, there was the day of largesse. There's no more, he said. I said, all right, what are you saying? He said, you know our rates. The rates are up on the board there. As you can see, a double room, it's £196 for two nights, you know, to enjoy the tattoo. I said, look, Marcy, come on, for old time's sake. I brought her up here, you know. She was just sat down. I got her a port and lemon, just, you know, in the bar.
Well, she's happy as Larry.
She's happy as Larry.
Yeah.
He goes, look, if I do
it. Enjoying the hospitality.
That's it, he says.
Yeah.
He's going to put a bowl of nuts down. No doubt he charges for that.
Yeah,
and all.
That's right, yeah.
And he said, look, if I do it for one, I'll have to do it for all, you know. I said, you don't have to. He said, all right, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, for a tenner, we've got a little bit of garage space where we keep some of the laundry stuff. I said, well, Margaret's going, I'm ever so tired, Barry.
Cold, tired.
Yeah. I said, what? He said, I've got a little bit of, where's some of the laundry, some of the dirty laundry goes. I can let you have that. I want a tenner, and, you know, you buy me a drink in the bar tonight. I said,
I don't think so.
You
can't give up a room for a pair of pensioners
to enjoy our military heritage.
Well, you've got to think of it from my point of view. That's £200 I've lost. £200 I made to pocket. That's a day trip to Brands Hatch.
That's where he spent all his money.
Tractors and all himself. That's a balloon ride across the Cotswolds. Do you understand what I'm saying?
We don't do none of that. It's as hard as we can to sharpness,
Are you suggesting that I give you something for free? Deny myself a weekend at Champney.
If you want to come here, listen to these couple of chumps.
Chances
all. So we did stay in this little laundry. But of course, of an evening, comes down in his velvety suit, holding court. The old cigarette holder does his. It was a Q&A to me. Anyone want to know about some of the old Indies? Where? He goes,
1986 tour of
Japan. That's it, that they've done. And I just thought, do you know what? It's beneath my dignity to watch this shit. So Margaret is there and she's all pissed off with him. Like, he's doing all that.
She thought that you were friends with him, you know.
Well, not anymore.
And he said to you time and time again, he's written your letters.
Come up
to the dance. We'll sort you out and you'll be absolutely fine, don't worry.
Well, it was terrible. Yeah. Snuggling down under all these soiled sheets.
Oh, it's disgusting.
He was laughing at us, wasn't he?
No, I think it's distasteful, and I think, you know, all right, you got to make money, and I understand that a music career doesn't last forever, and he's been very clever.
Yes,
really. he's been very clever to move into the hotel game. He knew nothing about it, and I knew he went to the University of East Anglia. Studied hospitality.
My hat goes off to him for all of it.
You're not telling me he hasn't squirreled away a couple of quid somewhere.
Of course he has.
And he doesn't need every penny. And you confront him with that, he goes, no, I don't need every penny. No, absolutely right. But the business does.
Yeah.
This is a business.
More than one.
Money comes in and money goes out.
It's got to wash its own face, as well.
That's got to wash its own face.
I said, you pull
I don't
want
to be the hawk with the tax man.
I said, you pull my pants down over this weekend. I've had my pants pulled down by you, Marty.
I said to him, because he's at the door up like that.
Yeah, that's it.
And he comes out, and I said that to him. I said, before I went out, I says, all right, you get your own way, I'll pay for the room. Yeah. I'm going to enjoy Hogmanay, but you have pulled my pants down with this. He says, listen, pants pulled down or not, this is a business.
That's it.
And money comes in and money goes out, and he's got to wash his own face.
I says, wash
his own face or not, my pants have been royally pulled down.
I wash your face in my pants, is what I say
to him.
So, I've got rid of the albums. I won't listen to them anymore.
Surcharges are all around. Good luck. We got distracted. But £2 a month is all we're really asking.
So we can enjoy a Hogmanay or Hogmanay, the Edinburgh Festival somewhere.
Because he won't give us nothing for free. No one gives us nothing for free.
You don't get nothing for free.
You have to earn every penny. Every penny.
So please.
You get something for free.
Yeah.
You get this for free. We are mugs.
Absolute mugs. Go to patreon.com.
We don't need a
/AngelOps and Barry Show.
Yeah.
And we'll see you then. You
£24 a year.
And you won't even notice it because it'll only be £2 a month. You spend that on a round of drinks any time.
Well, round of drinks.
Yeah.
Round of drinks.
Especially at Marty's place.
£2.
Right.
All right, guys. Okay.
Until next time.
All the best to you.
All the very best.
We love each and every one of you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.